Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenbaugh. This is episode 168 of the podcast, your Super Bowl 53 early preview. And by early, I mean very early. Today, we are talking about opening point spreads, opening totals, and what the market has produced within the first 24 hours. So for that, in just a moment, we're going to jump to Las Vegas, bring on Ed Sammons, the head odds maker at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. They actually opened the Rams Sunday evening as a one-point favorite with a total of 58. What's happened since? Well, you'll just have to hang on for just a few moments to find out. Before we jump to that, very happy to announce that the Sharp 600 is brought to you by DraftKings. Covers is very excited to partner with DraftKings, who is offering a free bet of up to $500 when you make your first wager. All you have to do is go to the link in the bio of this podcast, DraftKings.com/500-free-bet. DraftKings.com/500-free-bet. You do that, you'll be able to take advantage of this offer. Act quickly. This promotion won't be around very long. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See website for details. To Las Vegas we go. He's the head odds maker at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook, Ed Sammons, making his return to the Sharp 600. Ed, it's always a pleasure. As always, thank you so much for your time. Let's start right here. How is the handle for the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday?
Handle was really good yesterday. The Chiefs-Patriots game definitely outhandled the Rams-Saints game. I think the point spread on the Rams-Saints game kind of scared people away. It was just such a game where it was essentially two equal teams. The Chiefs took on much more money than the Patriots, and that was a really big decision for the house.
Third down, late fourth quarter, Rams-Saints. What was the reaction like in the book when the refs didn't throw the flag?
Just a lot of disbelievement and groaning, and just you could just hear people talking to themselves. It was really outrageous.
We'll get to the Super Bowl side and total in just a moment, but I wanted to ask, when it comes to Super Bowl prop bets, how many are you guys planning on releasing, and when are you planning on releasing them?
It's somewhere around 500, and then so many more index props, so it always grows every year, and we're going to put those up bettable this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, so if anyone wants to come down and bet those, they'll be available Thursday at 7 p.m.
Excellent. What are the limits usually like?
We take two dimes on those, so that's a decent-sized limit for the Super Bowl. And Thursday night, we usually have a line of essentially all professionals and sharp guys, and they get two bets, two maximum bets, and then they go back to the line, and everyone recycles through, and this goes on from 7 until we close at 10.
Like the old Stardust days.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. All right, so the advance line that you threw out a week before the title games had the Patriots-Rams matchup as a pick'em with an over-under of 57.5. After both games completed Sunday, what did you reopen this line at?
We opened it originally after the Patriots had won in overtime. We put up Rams -1 and a total of, I believe, 58. And quickly, the total got bet up to 59, and the side went from Rams -1 to pick, and then it started heading the other way, and we got as high as -1.5 last night. That's where we are right now. Patriots -1.5 and a total of 58. The total came back down from 59 to 58, so that's where we're holding steady now.
Okay, before we break that down further, can you take me through the process of setting that number? Like, how many people are involved and how long does it generally take? Because you guys are on top of this from the beginning. So was there much disagreement about sending the Rams out there as a one-point favorite?
Not really. I mean, I think we had one guy had the Patriots 1, and a couple of us had Rams favored by 1, and a couple had picks. So, I mean, it was close to pick or Rams 1. I mean, a couple of us really thought the Rams are just a better team than the Patriots, and that's why we decided to open Rams 1. But, you know, They just quickly disagreed and they wanted to make the Patriots favorite. So that's fine. I have no problems with that.
Take me through that process. When you move a number for a game this big, that quick, what is it that causes that move? Did you have sharp guys jumping on the number immediately? Was it big money? Was there a realization that maybe it was a bit off considering what you were seeing so fast after posting?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's probably a combination of everything. We kind of are in our own little bubble, and sometimes you don't understand what the public's going to think for a game. And reading some of the comments on Twitter, the public thinks the Patriots are going to kill him. Not sure why, but I guess they're buying all the hype of Brady and Belichick. But I kind of look at it a little bit differently here. So I thought the Rams deserves to be favored, but obviously with the wise guys betting it that way and the perception of it's Brady and Belichick and there's no way they could lose two straight Super Bowls. So that's our thinking there. So now we're trying to get in the public's head and see how much money we'll take, because it looks like this thing's got a chance to run up to 2.5, you know, maybe by tomorrow, even today. So we're just trying to understand how hard the public is going to bet the Patriots.
Do you keep an eye on other books throughout this process? Are you watching other Vegas books? Are you watching what's happening offshore just to keep an eye on the market?
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's this. A lot of these lines are driven by markets, and markets are everything. If you're off market, you will get bet. And, you know, with the phones, we've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that just bet nothing but anything off market. So you have to pay attention.
So we're not even 24 hours removed from this, from when these numbers hit the board. From a money count and a ticket count split, what are you seeing right now?
Right now, it's all Patriots. Originally, we saw a couple bets come in on the Rams from some of our house players. So I was thinking off the bat, maybe they're going to like the Rams. And then all of a sudden, it just totally switched. And now it's just an avalanche of Patriots, nothing that's overwhelming. It's all small bets. I mean, I don't think we've taken anything more than a $10,000 bet so far, but it's so early in the process.
Do you see this number potentially reaching 3?
No. I mean, if it does, I think the professionals, I think the professionals are trying to drive it so they can take 3 and put themselves in a situation of, you know, having essentially pick +1, -1, and then take +3 the other side. I think that's what they're trying to position themselves right now.
Ultimately, where do you think the number closes?
Probably 2.5.
What do you think is going to happen with the total? It's been a very high-scoring year. You have a high-scoring offense with the Rams. The Patriots are very methodical. I mean, they opened the Charger game with a 7.5-minute touchdown drive. They opened the game yesterday in Kansas City with an 8-minute touchdown drive. You probably take a lot of over money from the public when it comes to the Super Bowl, but do you see this maybe getting north of 60?
I don't think it gets to 60. I think we can see 59. I think 59 is kind of the top end of it, just because the Rams have definitely committed more to running the ball. It's hard to run against New Orleans because they have such a stout rush defense, but I think they'll be able to run the ball some against the Patriots. And, you know, with C.J. Anderson really running the ball well, if they could ever get Gurley figured out, I'm not sure what his issue is. But, you know, the Rams really have kind of changed a little bit in front of us to more of a possession team, like the Patriots play that way too. So, you know, you have these games and you kind of think you play them through, and you think these drives, like you said, the Patriots use 8-minute drives, and they're not teams that really turn the ball over a lot, and you can convince yourself to bet the under, but for whatever reason, these Super Bowls, just crazy stuff happens, and the game just, you know, it's kind of like that Chiefs game yesterday. Things are dead under, and all of a sudden it just goes crazy in the fourth quarter.
Ultimately, do you think the public and the wise guys will find themselves on the right side, or do you think we're going to have a split here?
The public's – I would assume the public is going to bet the over because they bet the over every year. I mean, usually there's four sides to the decision for the house, and usually the only one that we can lose money on is if it goes favored and over. And unfortunately for us, that's happened a few more times than we would have liked the last few Super Bowls. But I'm pretty sure the public will be Patriots and over. The wise guys, I think you're going to see some split action. But I just wouldn't be surprised if, not this week, but next week, that we actually start to see some Rams money. Because I think there's a lot of people that respect the Rams. You know, they quickly took that 3.5 against the Saints yesterday, and for the Rams to get down 13-0 and have everything go against them in that environment and to come back, that says a lot to me.
Take our listeners through this process. You open the line, you open the total, and then it's basically 2 weeks until you're going to close this thing. Between the professionals and the public, how do they approach this from a timing perspective? Like, when are you going to see most of the public action, and how do the wise guys approach it?
Well, the wise guys are essentially just betting numbers. So, you know, yesterday, for instance, we opened the total 58, and then they pushed it up to 59 offshore, so we started getting some over money from wise guys. And, you know, again, we know we're going to get public money on the over, so we just wanted to match the high end of it. We didn't want number guys just laying a number just because we were off to the market. So, you know, the offshores went 59, we got to 59.
Is this the best? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and then, you know, literally 20 minutes later, you know, someone decided they want to bet under, so then the offshores went back to 58. All of a sudden, our guys now are betting under 59. So, again, we want to write more under money than over money this first week. So, you know, we went 58.5, which is still a little bit higher than what was out there. So we still get some more under than over money right now, but we know probably starting next week all the bets are going to be, you know, probably Patriots to over, Rams to over, that combination. So we know that we're going to need the under. So we try to take as much under money right now as we can, because we know we're going to write so much over and over parlay action.
Patriots Rams, Patriots Saints, Chiefs Rams, Chiefs Saints. Of the four options we had entering Sunday, where does Patriots Rams rank in terms of betting handle that you guys are anticipating?
No, I would say that this was probably the worst outcome.
Really?
I thought all four were great outcomes, but there's so much Patriots fatigue, at least with me. It's just like ridiculous how many years that we go through the Patriots. It's funny because we've got the props essentially set, and we've got all these numbers from the Patriots from the last 2 years. I mean, we've got such a head start on this stuff, and we know where they've been bet the last 2 years. And obviously we know that Gronk's not the same player he used to be, but you know, it's just so much fatigue. I think the game everyone really wanted to see was Saints Chiefs. Obviously, that didn't work out, and I think the second one would have been a replay of the Monday night game with the Rams and Chiefs. But I think people wanted to see the Chiefs in there.
Before I let you go, do you think there's any chance? Because I know this prop bet surfaces here and there. Do you think there's any chance Nevada breaks a record for its Super Bowl handle this year?
Oh, I would make it a big favorite. I think it's going to happen, and I'd be shocked if it didn't.
Beautiful stuff. Head odds maker, Westgate Las Vegas Superbook, the best in the business, Ed Sammons with us here on the Sharp 600. Ed, I always appreciate the time. Enjoy the next 2 weeks. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
24 hours after the open, it would appear that Patriot fans may have missed the best of the number, while Ram fans can hold tight because a better price may be available in the very near future. Great stuff as always from Ed Sammons of the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. A reminder that the Sharp 600 is brought to you by DraftKings. Covers is very excited to partner with DraftKings, who is offering a free bet up to $500 when you make your first wager. All you have to do is go to DraftKings.com/500-free-bet to take advantage of this offer. Act quickly. This promotion won't be around for long. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See website for details. That, boys and girls, is a wrap for episode 168 of the podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We appreciate your continued support of this project. It's going to be a wild 2 weeks between now and the Super Bowl. Buckle up. Your prop bet extravaganza is coming up next week. We've got more in store between now and then. But for right now, everybody, be well and best of luck.